The next patient is Elizabeth Sharpstein. The last name is S-H-A-R-P-S-T-E-E-N. Elizabeth. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, period. After we discontinue the use of spironolactone, the patient started to recover the kidney function to the point that the serum creatinine has come down from 2.22 2 months ago to 1.87, and the estimated GFR is up to 28 mLs per minute, with a VON of 31 and the serum electrolytes that are within normal limits, period. The patient is taking loop diuretics because of the tendency for her to retain fluids. The patient has pulmonary hypertension. The patient continues to take the combination of furosemide and metolazone 2 times a week. The rest of the time, take just furosemide. Period. This patient always wants to do telehealth because she weighs more than 300 pounds, and at the present time, there is no way that there is no possibility that a family member bring her to the office. The blood pressure is under control according to the numbers that she gives us. We don't have an idea regarding the exact body weight, and it's difficult to assess the fluid retention without a personal physical examination. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. Number two, the patient has anemia. The hemoglobin is 9.8. She's followed at the Florida Cancer Center. She has an appointment coming up in September. And the most likely situation is that Procrit is going to be administered. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, following number increased uric acid, we're going to reevaluate for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has persistent low back pain. She has degenerative joint disease. Apparently, she twisted the back and has been excruciating pain. We are going to call Tramadol, 50 milligrams POBID. To be given for no more than 1 week. Period. Appointment in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.